Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The third baseman was playing at shortstop, essentially, at one point for a Jung-Hoo Lee at bat. And I think it was Crook and Kipe said on the television broadcast, if he just bunts it hard down the third base side, he gets a double. Because there's nobody there.
On this team currently, Wilmer Flores will go the other way. Wilmer is a major league hitter. And they'll shade that second baseman, Cronenworth, right over second base. And so there's a huge gap. And look, Wilmer will hit it wherever you pitch it. But he's the only guy right now that consistently is willing and able to go the other way. It's a big problem for this team.
Yeah,
it really is.
We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. You want to hear from Bob Melvin postgame last night?
Yeah, well, I guess I do.
3-2 Giants lost. They led 2-0. They blew that lead in the ninth. Camilo Doval blown save. First time he's blown a save since he got re-put into that closer role. Giants ultimately lose 3-10 or 3-2 in 10 innings. I got three different Bob Melvin question and answers I'm going to play for you.
All right, let's
do it individually.
After each one, are you going to ask me the same question and I'll pretend what I would give as an answer?
Yeah, you'll pretend to be the manager of the Giants and you'll answer the question for me.
Absolutely.
After you hear Bob Melvin.
All right, let's go.
All right, here's question and answer number one for Bob Melvin last night.
Elliott had the two-run homer, but that was the extent of the offense. What was the Padres' bullpen in particular able to do so well to limit the offense?
We got to be able to score more than that. You know, at the time, two-run homer after what we went through last night feels good. Roop's pitching well, but we have to add on more runs like that. We can't, you know, just say leave it up to the pitching and, you know, shut them out. So it's something that's been a problem for us for a while now. You know, it's another game where we don't score enough runs and put a lot of pressure on the pitching again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, there's Bob Melvin. So Shasky, you got the two-run homer from Elliot Ramos. You scored two runs, but the Padres bullpen really shut you down there. What did you see?
I'm seeing guys right now that are not willing to go the other way and take what the defense is giving them. I mean, you're seeing a team that is going to throw us a lot of soft away stuff over and over and over again. It's been about 2 or 3 weeks I've been talking to these guys, and we have to start making the adjustment. I mean, this is on us to make the adjustment as a staff and as a bunch of players. I got too many weak ground out rollouts right now, and these guys would admit it themselves because we're trying to pull everything. Like, we have got to use the entire field, and it's something I'm preaching every single day, and we're working on, and I know Pat's been working on it with the guys, but we've got to go out and execute better.
Is that just coach speak? I mean, what Bob Melvin said, not what you said. I mean, just say, yeah, we got to score more runs. I mean, what else is he supposed to say? I mean, he might be saying everything that you just said, and he probably is behind closed doors.
Yeah, but what's the fault in admitting it out loud?
I don't know.
I never understand why we, like, can't critique anybody. You know, heaven forbid we're, you know, just a little honest. Like, Bob's been around. Hey, look, Willie knows this. Willie's really scuffling right now. And what are they doing? They're throwing him hard in, and they're jamming him, and they're throwing him soft away. This is no secret. You guys all have Statcast. You're more informed now than at any point in the history of baseball. We're not hiding anything. You're watching the games on TV, right? And so, like, now it's on him to make the adjustment and go the other way. What's wrong with saying that? We're not running him out of town. Like, if this were a quarterback in the NFL, would the coach shy away? Yeah, we can't throw an interception in the red zone. Would they?
No.
Like Jordan Mason fumbled in the red zone. I forget what game. I think it was the Arizona game.
Yeah, Shannon's, it was. Like,
we can't turn the ball over in the red zone. Jordan knows that. Why in baseball do we try to hide the secrets when it's pretty obvious?
I think most managers go, and I think this also goes like to basketball and Steve Kerr, like, not going to talk about strategy or game plan, but that's just what you said is so, like, freaking obvious, and it's not like he's breaking any news to opposing teams who are the reason why they're not, the Giants need to adjust in the first place, because, as you mentioned, they're pitching the Giants in a certain way, and they're not adjusting.
Mark, I guarantee you the Padre dugout could yell to Jung-Hoo Lee, and forget the language barrier, just yell to him, we're throwing you middle away. We refuse to throw you in. He knows this. Like, they could yell it at him. He knows this.
We'll put it this way.
You still have to execute.
Put it this way. If he doesn't know it, then the Giants coaching staff, it's malpractice.
Yeah.
He has to know.
They know it. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
They have to know. And so, hey, let's keep going on this one, because the coach speak is just, again, listen to the beginning of every, yeah, well, it's just, lose your mind a little here, Bob. Come on, let's go.
Here's question and answer number two.
We're struggling to hit. We blew a two-run lead. Let's go. Wake up.
Question and answer number two. Bob Melvin asked about Camilo Doval.
Bob Camilo hadn't allowed an earned run for about 2 months.
Yeah.
Just considering how good he has been over the course of this stretch, would you just consider this more of a bump in the road than anything?
Yeah, I just had a little off night with you know, the couple walks. So, look, I mean, we feel great every time he's in a game, and he's had quite a run. You know, we shut him down for 8 innings. They score 2 in the ninth. Ball off the end of the bat. It's a hit, but a good at-bat by Manny. So it's the walks, I think, that got him the most.
So, Joe, Camilo Doval gave up his first runs in a couple of months. I mean, what did you see from him out there? Just an off night?
You know, Camilo's been excellent for us for quite some time. His mechanics got a little out of whack. I thought we should have got out of the inning on the, you know, Willy Adames play. It's a tough play up the middle. He makes a great throw. It's a little low. You know, Casey would tell you he probably, you know, want that one back. Got to dig that out. It's a tough play. I think we get out of the inning if we make that play. That being said, you know, for whatever reason, there are times when, you know, he loses his mechanics a little and he kind of short circuits. And we've been working on this with him, you know, for a long time. And he knows this. And he didn't trust the fastball. I don't think Bailey and him were on the same page. We were going slider, slider, slider. It's tough, but he's our guy, and that's why we have him in there. And I was hoping he could work through that and get us out of the inning. But let it not, you know, be lost on anyone. He wasn't the only reliever who struggled yesterday. I think, you know, Eric Miller, who's been good for us, struggled to throw strikes tonight. I think that Tyler Rogers struggled to throw strikes tonight. So we were pretty vulnerable, even though we've been close to perfect, you know, from our bullpen all year. I thought that each one of those guys had some command issues last night. And it sucks because I thought Root pitched his heart out. What's wrong with that?
That's a good answer.
Right?
I think Bob probably attacked that one from a standpoint of, and maybe this says more about Camilo than anything else, knowing what Camilo went through last year
sure.
and all the confidence issues that he had. You don't want to pile on the guy
sure.
who had his first bad outing in a long time. That was Camilo Doval's first runs allowed since April 7th.
Yeah, he's been outstanding.
April 7th, he had gone 21 appearances without allowing a run. 21 appearances. But what you did there wasn't just single out Camilo Doval, and you mentioned that everyone out of the bullpen who pitched struggled. Even if they didn't allow a run, they struggled.
And like, I'll continue my manager talk. Hey, look, these guys know, this is the bigs. When you walk guys as a reliever, they're going to score. That's just reality of especially early in innings. And so we had the ball continuing to rise on multiple guys, and we were missing in the zone. And that being said, I thought our situational defense also was just a tick slow. You know, we had an opportunity to throw out Machado on that play where he's going first to second. And Casey's got to just let that fly. And I'm going to talk to him about it. He's learning the first base position. And I think if he was at third or short or second, which is a little more comfortable there, I think he lets that one rip. I understand why he wouldn't want to throw the ball around with a guy at third base, maybe worried that he would take off. But I just want him to just react and play and get out of that inning. And, you know, like right now, Wilmer at shortstop, he's trying to make things happen. I thought he made a really nice play. The guy's hustling out of the box right there. He throws a low ball, hard ball. That would have been a hell of a play to get out of that inning. But if we make that play, we do get out of it. And right now, with our offense scuffling, we have zero margin of error defensively. And that's where we really have to be buttoned up in these late game situations. Now, Casey didn't perform in the ninth inning, but in the eighth inning, he made a hell of a play with Tyler Rogers coming over to cover first base. You know, that's a right-handed first baseman going towards second base, turning, throwing over to first as Tyler is running to cover first with a guy barreling down on him. He doesn't cross over and get blown up. He catches and steps. It's a hell of a tough play. And we don't do a lot of infield, outfield before these games anymore. You know, we do a lot in spring training. We're in the meat of the season right now. And for Tyler to get over in that situation, I thought that was a great play. But our margin of error offensively has made it that we can't make any mistakes in terms of pitching and defense. And it's just really tough right now.
Look, you're saying a lot of, first of all, very accurate things. I don't think a lot of people would disagree with you in anything that you said. But, I mean, you're not like fired up and screaming at people, which is what you were telling me you wanted from your manager.
No, but I think there's a time and a place to bring it up, you know?
Not in a media setting.
It doesn't have to be in a media setting. No, I watched the Padres score last night late in that game, and I watched Machado, and again, like you take the lead, right? Or excuse me, you tie the game. And he's just so fired up. I was like, God, we missed that so bad. Like Bailey got to second base on that double, and it was like, oh, thank God I made it to second base. Oh my God. Thank God I'm here. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy to be here. Like what are we in T-ball? You just dying to get to second base.
We got one more Q&A for Bob Melvin from last night. This was on the decision for Matt Williams to send Flores from first to home on that two out double in the third inning. Here's Beaumont.
Sending Flores on that Chapman hit, is that just sort of a sign of, you know, needing to get things going?
Yeah, and I thought it was a good send. We need to try to score a run there the way we've been swinging the bat with runners in scoring position. Looked like he was safe on the replay. It was a close play. I don't blame him for sending him.
I actually love this answer from Bob Melvin because, no, he's doing two things here. Number one, he's backing up Matt Williams, and he's telling you what the strategy is. Like, hey, we're scuffling right now offensively. Like, we're trying to be aggressive. So that to me tells me there's a plan before the game even like starts. Like, hey guys,
we're taking a little extra chance here or there.
Absolutely. And yeah. I'm sure they're discussing, cause you do this as a coach and staff, whatever, you're coming in between innings and you're like, hey, was that, I'm sure Matt was like, should I have not sent him? And then no, I want you to send him. Like we needed to send him. But the part that doesn't get asked by the media is like, does Willie Adames factor in to the decision-making of how aggressive you are in that situation?
Well, he's not answering that question.
I think it's a tough question.
Let me ask you that. Hey, Joe, pretend again that you're the manager of the Giants. Hey, Do you think it was at all in the back of Matt Williams' minds that a scuffling Willy Adames was on deck in that situation? Is that partly why he sent Wilmer?
You know, Willie is scuffling. I'm not going to skirt that. But the team is scuffling right now in situational at-bats. So we went into this game saying, if we have an opportunity to be aggressive and try to send someone, we're going to do it no matter who's at the plate. Wilmer's one of our hottest players right now. Had he been the guy on the on-deck circle coming in and somebody else prior to him was knocking someone in, I still think we would have been aggressive in that play, because that's kind of like the thought process right now, because we're just dying to put up a crooked number in an inning. And we were hoping we can get that third run, because right now runs are at a premium. And if you look at it, we've had a really difficult time getting consecutive hits from any combination in the lineup, whether that's Willie or not.
It's a good answer. Yeah. I think you're doing a good job of not like piling on anybody individually, but you aren't necessarily avoiding calling people out who are not upholding their role on the team right now.
I just the way I view it, we do this thing in sports when it comes to these interviews and these conversations.
We're trying to protect your guys a little too much.
It's just ridiculous. Like, these guys are all grown men. You know what I mean? And they know where they stand. That doesn't mean like calling them out and throwing them under the bus, but there's a level of authenticity that you just, I think you need to have.
You can be honest without ripping somebody.
Exactly. And again, when I was, hey, he knows it. We've discussed it. We're working on it. You know, this is no secret. And then also, like, I just come from the old school, and in the old school, I worked for a lot of Italians. You know, I grew up in the meat industry, if you will. I worked for John Viglizzo and the Guerra brothers, and they would like tell you where you stand. And there's something to be said for knowing where you stand with whoever the decision maker is. I appreciate it. It may not be what I needed to hear in that moment, but at least I knew exactly where I stood with them. There's nothing worse than the ambiguity of, you know, you're doing great. You're doing, oh, yeah, everything's good. When in reality, you know that person hates your guts. Right?
Yeah.
I think that we're in a coddling society, just in general. And I think that we're so worried about how people feel. And like, you're underperforming, you're underperforming. It is what it is. And you know what? If you underperform and I'm your manager, it falls on me. And my particular track record is the one that is going to be, you know, judged accordingly based off how you're performing. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't pick and choose my spots of how to critique you, how to raise you up. You know, some I got to put my arm around, some I got to kick
different.
In the pants. No doubt. And there's a timing for all this. But I think that we're just too soft in general. Just in general. And I would love to see the manager kind of lose his mind. I don't know how, I don't know where, but I'm telling you, man, like a flipping of the spread to just wake the boys up. Let's go. Dare I say two guys just get at it? There's so many nice guys. Did two guys just go at it in the dugout?
The guys put this on my board. Hal McCray, his famous tirade. Do you want to hear it?
Let me hear it.
Here
this
it is
the old school.
Sick and tired. I'm fed up with everything. No from you guys, no from you players. And yet they can do any mother thing they want to do. I'm sick and tired of all this bull. It's time to be nice and courteous, and you suckers take advantage of the situation. That's what I get for trying to be a nice guy. You try to make a out of me every goddamn night.
I can't.
Wow, Hal McCray.
I can't get over the way that those expletives are bleeped. It sounds like
Foghorn?
It sounds like a duck.
I asked my son ALJ, what sound does a duck make? Quack. He does this quack thing, and that's what it sounded like.
It's like a goose honking.
That was so good. You guys had never seen that, huh?
I don't think I had.
The Hal McCray Royals. He flipped the table. He went absolutely bonkers. Look, there's a time and a place that when you're standing.
And that is in a media setting. That is in front of the media postgame. That's not like in a clubhouse after the game. That is in front of the media.
And I believe that was authentic.
Oh, of course.
You know, I believe that was authentic. I just think in general, we've got too many robots running teams. No?
We were sitting in with the boss yesterday, and we were kind of thinking about these famous manager tirades, and one that our boss, Cubs fan growing up, thought of was Lou Piniella with the Cubs at Wrigley when the Cubs were going through it, and he goes out I don't even know what play that he was arguing, but he goes out and
play at third base.
And he screams at the third base umpire, stays out there for a couple of minutes, eventually throws his hat on the ground, kicks his hat to the umpire, is like trying to kick dirt onto the feet of the umpires, and then he walks off the field eventually, and he's getting a standing ovation from the Wrigley crowd, and the Cubs turned it around after the fact.
Yesterday, I saw there was, 30, 35,000 people in the stands. They're dying for something to happen on the field. Now, again, I'm not saying you got to get tossed, and it's, you know, it's premeditated, and it's because Gabe did that a couple times where it felt fake, where he went out there and he argued, you know, on some stupid call that shouldn't have been argued, and he got thrown out of a game, and it just felt very inauthentic. But I think that Bob's nature is just too, in general, not that he's passive. I don't think that's the right word. He's too nice of a guy. I don't know if it's in him. No, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It's just this team right now just needs to jolt so bad, and they need it from somebody. Like, look, I'm not a big believer in slamming helmets, throwing bats. You know, someone could get hurt. Willy Adames, I could use him just snapping a bat over his knee and slamming a helmet on the field so where no one can get hurt in the dugout. Like, I'd like to see a little something.
I just need someone to show emotion.
Exactly.
Someone to show me that you're pissed off the way this thing is going. I know how you feel. I know how I feel. I know how Sam and Carter behind the glass feel. Watching Giants games right now is not a fun experience. In fact, I was talking to one of my roommates last night.
What were they saying?
I was sitting on the couch watching the game. He walks in, gets back from work. No, actually, might have got back from the grocery store. Doesn't matter. He gets back, and it's like the second inning. It's still 0-0. And he says, I was planning on going to the game tonight, but then I saw what happened last night, and I just couldn't bring myself to go.
No way.
Yeah. And he, I mean, one of the first things I learned about him when I met him and he became my roommate was, I'm a diehard Giants fan. I love the Giants. This is my first time living in the city. I can't wait to go to a bunch of games. And he's already at a point where he's like, based on what happened last night, not scoring a run in 10 innings, I decided against going to the game today.
That's unbelievable. I mean,
I just need someone to show that they're pissed.
Well,
show me something.
Look, Bochy's going to be the gold standard in this market. Obviously, Tony La Russa for a long time, Billy Martin for a long time. Billy Martin was all time. I mean, he was so crazy. He's in his own category, right? So anybody would pale in comparison to the insanity dust ball of Billy Martin. I think the stature and his legacy with the Yankees and getting fired 8,000 times from so many different jobs. You know, I think of Sparky Anderson, Bobby Cox, but the way Bruce Bochy handled it with the Giants, he was a very calm individual, but there was a time and a place where he would come out. And I think because of his intimidating factor, he would grab his hat and his giant, you know, melon, and he'd squeeze it and he'd throw it on the ground and he'd get right in the umpire's face. And it always felt genuine. And it did feel like he knew exactly when to do it. And it was just what the doctor ordered for that particular group of guys. But they also had some crazies, too.
They had Pence.
Who was a crazy.
Yeah.
You know, Wilson was a crazy. I'm talking about B-Weezy, the guy in the bullpen. You know, Pablo played with a lot of competitive fire. He liked to have fun, but he was a competitor. Buster was a red ass. I know we think of him as very monotone. I think he was a very...
serious as hell.
Yes.
Like, this is, come on, let's come not mess around. Now. Get down to business. Come on.
Exactly.
Crawford, focus.
Crawford very much like Chapman. Kind of like, good dude, go with the flow. Brandon Belt was very,
class clown.
Monotone. Yeah, exactly. But I do think that they had some characters that kept everyone else in line. I do. And I think
those guys made it easier on Boach.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt.
But when your leader, Buster Posey, is a, let's call it a red ass behind the scenes, and he's a Hall of Fame caliber player, it carries a lot of weight. Adames could be a lot of what, you know, Posey is behind the scenes in terms of holding people accountable, but you're not playing like it.
Well, and when you're in your first year with the team and you're not playing well, it's kind of difficult to feel like you have that cachet or that, I don't know, like you feels like it's, if I was in Adames' shoes, I would feel a little uncomfortable because I felt like I hadn't earned the right to be like the leader of the team yet, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So he's just got to start hitting, and a lot of the things are going to start falling into place.
No doubt.
But
I 100% agree
at this moment, there's no one that maybe feels comfortable doing it, which ultimately then means it falls on Bob Melvin, but none of Bob's players are doing him any favors by doing what they're doing either.
What does a Bob Melvin tirade even look like?
I mean, we saw him get thrown out in Detroit.
But it was so mellow.
That was just go up. I mean, he was in his face. I forget the name of the home plate umpire, but replay review has also kind of changed this in
no
terms
doubt.
Of arguing with umps.
No doubt.
You could still go off on your team, but.
I mean, I don't know, man. This team is just so blasé right now. They're just so meh. You know, it's bad. He's never going to do it to a Yaz. I don't think he's going to do it to Chapman. But you know what? Like, blast it on a guy like Ramos, who's so young in his career. You know, I don't know what that does to Ramos. I don't know if he has the temperament to be able to take it.
Like, for example, you can't do it to Doval. You just can't do it to Doval.
I would agree. Could you do it to Adames right now, even though he's so early on in his tenure? Could you do it with him?
I think so. You'd like to think he'd be able to take that and bounce back.
I think he could. And yeah. I also think Domus would come out and say, like, yeah, I kind of deserve that. Because he seems like a guy that sees the big picture.
We don't know Adames super well, but like I feel pretty darn confident. If you got a truthful answer out of him, yeah, he feels pretty embarrassed based on how he's playing right now.
This team needs a jolt so bad. Just so bad. They need something. I don't know what it looks like. A trade, the two guys getting a fight. Like, they need something bad. They need something to set them off. Dare I say a beanball war with a team? Because that's done it at times. It feels like it kind of woke up the Padres early in this series.
Unites a team a little bit.
It does unite a team a little. Mark, I'm throwing my hands up. This team's frustrating the hell out of me right now. And losing that game the way that they did, and it felt like the oxygen sucked out of the entire team in that ninth inning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.